Station Houston on 2 for any available crew for timeline.
Chris is with you on 2.
Hey, Chris. We took a snapshot of the day, the early part of the day, while we worked to restore the problem. The email has links to the other products and the activities as well. Let us know if you have any issues accessing any of that or if you have any questions. And again, we'll meet you at DTC.
Okay, yeah, let me go take a look at my email and see what I got. Thank you.
Good morning, Houston. We are ready for morning DTC.
Good morning, Increment 74. Happy Tuesday. May your coffee be strong and your day smooth sailing. Houston only has one question for you today, and that's with respect to the timeline. Were you able to find the email snapshot of your morning activities? And if so, were you able to verify the other ops products?
Did find the email snapshot, and I'm not sure, we haven't had a chance since we just received that to verify the other ops products. We do see, for example, I did see the message for the stowage for the ZBot activity. Assuming that hasn't changed, was able to download that this morning.
And late breaking, if you want to check, we just heard from the planners, the plan may be on board if you want to give it a look.
Okay, checking. And AFIRM, we see it.
Fantastic. That is all we have from Houston today. Do you have any additional questions or comments for us?
No, we don't. Looking forward to working with you today, Sandy.
Thanks, and it's super excited to get to work with you all this morning. Huntsville, Munich, and Scuba have no topics, but they're standing by if you have any questions for them. If not, we'll bid you adieu and off to your day. Have a great one.
Okay, you guys too. Good morning to all the centers, and we're looking forward to talking to you today. Thank you.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for timeline.
Huntsville's with you on 2. Chris, good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. I just had a big picture timeline question. I was looking at my day schedule, and I see I have some MLC repair ops at like sort of around noon time, and I was wondering if those are at all flexible.
Checking on that, Chris.
Yeah, no rush. I'm going to be on ARED for an IMTP, and then my ARED is after evening DTC. I was hoping I could just do it all at once there and do the MLC on our a little bit later during my midday me time.
Hey, we copy. We're with you, Chris. Yeah, no problem at all to moving it out to that time frame.
Okay, perfect. That helps me out a lot. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Houston, Chris on 2 for SnowTrack.
With you on 2, Chris.
Hey, good morning. SnowTrack does not seem to be working, at least on my iPad, at least on our iPads. It looks like I can get to it from an SSC, but the iPad version of it doesn't actually seem to work anymore.
And Chris, question. Are you able to work today with the SSCs until later in the day?
I will figure it out. Yeah, absolutely. It'll close us down a bit, but I think I'll be able to make that work. We'll see if I can like trick the iPad into desktop mode or something to see if I can get it to work. But it just shows you the main SnowTrack screen and you select everything, but it just kind of shows you the welcome to SnowTrack page and doesn't actually bring up any content when you select anything.
And Chris, can you verify on the SSC do you have access to the procedures themselves for today?
Sorry, just to confirm, when you say procedures themselves, like just mean like regular ops products or something else?
And clarifying, Chris, so we just want to verify that you have the reconfig part 2, the actual SnowTrack on the SSC for that activity.
Yeah, it does look like that exists on the SSC.
And we copy, and we'll scratch our heads down here trying to figure out why the iPads don't work.
Yeah, thanks. Much appreciated. Houston, Chris on 2 for SnowTrack.
With you on 2.
Yeah, it looks like on the desktop version of StoTrack, I'm unable to add crew comments as well, so I can't, like, leave notes on items. Just wanted to pass that on for, and I guess I'll put everything in a crew note.
I'm happy that. That is fine. Thank you.
Scuba station on 2 for Gem Stowage, StoTrack step 1.02.
Go ahead, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm looking at step 1.02 in my StoTrack for this morning, and it's having me get an ESD bubble wrap bag from 1.0CTV J3011. I don't see any bubble wrap bag that matches what I think the contents of that should be. Inside that CTV, I see the JEF HDTV unit itself, and I see a bubble wrap bag that says HDTV control equipment, serial number 002, and then a couple small loose items, but I don't see any bubble wrap bag that matches the description in StoTrack.
Thank you, Chris, for asking. Actually, the ESD bubble wrap with cable clamp, number 6 fasteners, washers, and label of MLI does not have a label. So the intention of this step is actually label that bubble wrap bag as written on the StoTrack and move that item into other 1.0 CTV.
Yeah, I guess I just don't see a bubble wrap bag that contains any of those items in there, I guess is my question.
Copy, and you mentioned about the bubble wraps with small items. Which items inside that small bubble wrap you found?
So there's only one item in bubble wrap, and it's labeled JEF HDTV control equipment serial number 002, and it looks like there's a larger piece of equipment in there. There's also a small Ziploc bag that has two labels of the HDTV and one potential fastener in it, but it doesn't have like a cable clamp or a washer or anything like that in it.
Copy checking. You can proceed with 1.0C. Meanwhile, we will check on the 1.02.
Copy. I will stand by on this.
Console selfie and 2 for ZBot.
Selfie, good morning. And if you don't mind, we're going to move over to 3 and work the ops there today.
Let's go to 3. And also,
Munich Station, Jackson on 2, your E40 power cycle is complete. Stand by if you need anything else.
And Jack, we're back with you on 2, and thank you for rebooting, and that will be all for now. Thank you.
And Chris on 2 for StoTrack, just an update. It looks like if you open it in Chrome on the iPad, it will mostly work, but just not in Safari. So at least I have something I can work with off the iPad for now, it looks like.
And Chris, we copy. While we have you, can you elaborate on what you mean by mostly work?
Yeah, of course I can. The crew comments don't work still, but it looks like I can check off items and see items. So that will be, so it looks like, yeah.
Copy. That's super helpful for us and looking into. Thank you.
Station Tsukuba on Space Ground 2 for Chris regarding StoTrack. No rush. Whenever available.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Hey, Chris, we discussed about the item number 1.02. All we need is small labels, IMS label and the pinching label. These are a few square inch size, and we'd like to keep these items in the Ziploc bag in the final location. And if you double check the original 1.0 CTB, and if you couldn't find these items, leave it 1.02 not performed.
Yeah, so there is a small Ziploc bag that has some of the HDTV labels in it and an unknown fastener, just no cable clamp and no washers. So I can move that into the 1.0 or into the 1.0555.
That is perfect. Thank you so much.
Sounds good.
Huntsville Station, Jack on 2 for Cold Atom Lab, Stowich.
Jack, go ahead.
In line 16 of the stow notes in the 1.0 CTB 5233, looking for the 3/8 QD opener that says it's inside of a bubble wrap bag, and I cannot find it in the CTB. Looking for an alternate location or a description or something to help out.
Check in. Station Huntsville, Stacy Run through for Jack in Cold Atom Lab.
Go for Jack.
Hey, we think it could be in the TAL number 1 CTB, GEO number 5383, that's in that same GLB 142 location.
Okay, copy. Do you have a sense of is it a small tool, is it a really big tool, any sort of description?
Yeah, it's small. We can get you a better idea in just a second, but know that it could fit in the lid if you haven't checked there.
I will. I've looked through the lid of 5233, but I will check in 5383 as well. And also, line 11 of the stow note, the 3/32 small tip hex driver that's in a CTB, a 1.0 CTB 1073. Disregard, I see a Ziploc bag number. I was going to ask for a Ziploc bag number, but I see it now on the show note. Thanks. Huntsville Station from Jack. I had luck finding the 3/8 inch QD opener in 5383.
Wonderful. Luck is on our side. Station Huntsville, Station Round 2 for Jack and Cold Atom Lab Stowage at your convenience.
That's on 2.
And Jack, we missed in the stow note to have you grab some disinfectant wipes. So if you want to go ahead and grab those while you're still doing stowage so you don't have to break out of your procedure, we think that would be helpful. And then when you are ready, your PD is ready for you on safety down 4.
Okay, copy some disinfectant wipes and PD on 4. Thanks. So station Jack's on 2. Lab Cam 2 is in use for the VBOT work that's going on right next to us. I pointed Lab Cam 1 at the port side as well. So you guys are welcome on board for Lab Cam 1 for Cold Atom Lab.
Thanks, Jack. We appreciate it.
Huntsville Station on 2 for ZBOT since we don't have 3 right now.
With you on 2, go ahead.
Yeah, I am in step 4.3, and I'm about to disconnect mic 401 from Foxtrot 401, and it says install stem protector. If I look in the stow note, I don't see anything called stem protector. Am I missing it, or can you let me know where it is?
Yeah, I see it in the picture there, but we'll check on the stow note. Yeah.
Yeah, I concur. I see it in the procedure, the photo of it, but I do not see it listed in the stow message. Station on 2.
Go ahead.
I think I see it here. It's just like a tethered cap. I think that's the same thing. I don't know if you have a view. It looks like it's tethered to the female side. So I think that this is probably going to be what it is that I put back on.
Okay, copy. We're still a few more minutes out from getting KU back, but I think you must have microphones planted here in Huntsville because we just said that they're tethered on the cable.
Okay, yep, that makes sense. I just didn't want to disconnect it until I knew where it was. I will proceed. Thank you.
Scuba, this is Chris on 2. The GemCam 2 is ready for downlink with mixer in view, and the S camera is uncovered.
Thank you very much. Good from Tsukuba. We have a good view and the camera is a good angle, so you can proceed the procedure. But because of our mistake, we need to use different procedure. So you can use IPV and procedure number 2 decimal 024, same title, Space Comic Project 2 Exchange 2 XTP, but the unique ID ending with RE, that's the correct procedure.
And Scuba, Chris on to iCopy. I will have to pull up a different XTP from IPV. Can you say the ending of the correct XTP again?
Ending with Romeo Echo. Basically, the difference is between two XTP is that starting of the procedure, you are recording with XF705 and stop recording in the end.
Ah, okay, yep, sounds good. Yeah, I will pull up that XTP, and yep, I have an SD card in the GemCam 2 as well, so I will get that set up to be recording. Thank you.
That's perfect. And also, you have a go on step 1.4.
Copy, go 1.4. Scuba, Chris on 2. I'm not seeing that XTP with the RE at the end in the onboard version of IPV, but if it's just to set up a recording on the XF705 at the beginning and at the end, and those are the only deltas, I can do that no problem with the current onboard procedure.
Thank you, waiting for Chris. We have a small delta after 1.5, so you can start the procedure, power uplink the ODF, then call down whenever you finish 1.5.
Copy that. I'll call down after I finish step 1.5. Thank you. And I'll start recording now.
Thank you.
Scuba, Chris on 2. I'm complete with step 1.5.
Okay, Chris, thank you very much for calling. And the step, after step 1.5, we'd like to check the manipulator corners, Hotel 7, Hotel 12, Lima 7, and Lima 12 of the manipulator plate.
Copy that. I'm going to double check that the manipulator corners are located at Hotel 7, Hotel 12, Lima 7, and Lima 12 on the plate.
That's a perfect record. Then you can continue step 13.13.
Scuba, Chris on 2, I can confirm that the manipulator corners are Hotel 7, Hotel 12, Lima 7, and Lima 12 on the plate.
Thank you, Chris. We copy that, and you can proceed step 13.13.
Copy. Proceeding step 13. Thank you.
Station Scuba on 2 for Chris. Thank you very much for the video tour. We are checking. Thank you, Chris. We are happy with video tour. You can continue and please call down whenever you finish 16.8.
Copy. Continue and we'll call down after 15.8. Scuba, Chris on 2 with a question about the contents of the pen kit.
Go ahead.
It looks like in the pen kit there are two pens that have caps on tape wrapped around them, and three pens that just are normal Sharpies, and then one that I just wrote used on and put in there. I just wanted to double check if there's a difference between the ones with the Kapton and not Kapton, and which one you wanted me to use.
Checking.
I figured it out. It looks like the Kapton was used to indicate that a pen was used, it looks like, because one of them also says used on it. All right.
Copy and concur.
Scuba, Chris on 2. I'm complete in 16.8.
Chris, thank you very much. And before proceeding step 18, we'd like to test wiping with a pen you attached on the manipulator. So retrieve manuscript paper serial number 001 from craft envelope, and on the front side, which is the lines, can be seen. Please try writing.
Okay, copy. I'll retrieve paper serial number 1, which should have a side with some lines on it, and I'll just try writing on that paper with that pen.
Good copy. Thank you. That's a good one.
Yep, I can confirm with just gentle pressure the pen was writing nicely on the test piece of paper.
Thank you very much. You can continue step 18.
Scuba, station on 2, step 20 is complete. Ready for manipulator activation.
Scuba copy is ready for manipulator activation. And in the end, please stop the recording and transfer it for the video downlink, labeling Space Comic proprietary.
Copy. I will downlink it as Space Comic priority on the downlink. Should I put restricted as well?
Yes, restricted and not priority, proprietary. Sorry for my English pronunciation.
Oh, no. My misunderstanding. Proprietary. I got it. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Scuba, Chris on 2. I'm downlinking those files now on SSC20.
Copy 20. Thank you so much. And the station Scuba on 2 for Chris. We do not need Int S camera anymore, so you can cover it.
Copy that. Covering the Int S camera and getting to work on the WIS.
Copy.
Scuba, Chris on 2 for JAM WIS, environmental monitor.
Go ahead, Chris on space number 2.
Yes, I am complete in that procedure. I reconnected the airflow, disconnected and reconnected the airflow sensor and powered on the unit. I just wanted to report that in step 4.2, when I found the unit, the power was already in the off position, and just wanted to let you guys know I wasn't sure whether or not that was expected.
Copy, Chris, for the report, and sounds perfect for us. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Munich, Chris on 2 for E4D reboot.
Munich is with you on 2, Chris.
Looking for your go.
All right, Chris. We actually have a slight delta. You are go to power down the core unit, but after that, we'd like you to disconnect the USB on the tablet, wait 20 seconds, and then reconnect that same USB cable, and then power back on.
Copy all. I will power off the core unit, disconnect the USB cable from the tablet, wait 20 seconds, reconnect the tablet USB, and then repower the core unit.
Thanks, Chris.
Unit Chris on 2, that power cycle is complete.
And copy all, Chris. And was there any issues with the USB?
Negative. It all seemed nominal and straightforward.
Perfect. And I just wanted to confirm if it's directly plugged into the tablet, so not using the hub.
That is affirmative. So the Surface Pro is directly connected via the USB cable to the E40 CU.
Copy all, then thank you for your support on this activity.
Yep, no problem. And Munich, while I have you, how is the firmware update looking?
So So we'll probably need about an hour on ground. If you want to check back with us, we can give you a status then.
Okay, yeah, sure thing. I'm super curious and looking forward to getting to work on it. So, yeah, I definitely love an update whenever you have it. No rush, no urgency. Thank you.
Sounds like a plan, Chris. Thanks.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for Ham.
Good on 2 for Ham.
Yeah, I was wondering if it's okay if I do a slightly early Ham power up.
No issue, Chris. You can do that now.
Copy and work.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Chris and IMTP. We're getting your remote guider enabled on Space to Ground 3. We'll let you know when we're private. And Chris Huntsville on 2. We are ready for you on private Space to Ground 3.
Chris copies all. Edge to 3.
Huntsville Station on 2 for Cold Atom Lab Conference.
Kiska on 2 for the conference.
Just checking in. I'm ready for the conference, seeing which channel we'll be conducting that on.
Absolutely. Your Cal PD, Greg, is on Space to Ground 3. Or, excuse me, 4.
Okay, I'll give Greg a call on 3. Thank you. Sorry, I just talked over you. What was that last bit?
I was trying to correct myself and say 4, not 3. My apologies.
Okay, copy 4. Thank you.
Huntsville Station, Jackson 2.
Go ahead on
2. I'm not sure if this is you or Munich. I was loading into Columbus, and I got tangled up in one of the wires attached to the light ion detector, the one that says do not bump. And I bumped it, and it may have moved, it's hard to tell, it moved starboard like an inch or so. And, I want to at least report it and let me know if you want me to try to put it back to where I think it was, or just leave it where it is, or what I should do.
We copy, checking. And Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Jack and ion detector.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think from your report I know the answer, but just clarifying, all the cables still attached?
Yeah, cables all look attached. I got caught up in, it looks like an Ethernet cord that's labeled P2 to Radiation Environment Monitor 2 that's taped to the top of the light ion detector. So it's just a sensor, it looks like that's taped on the top, and the other end is plugged into SSC27, and that's still plugged in.
Okay, great. We're double-checking with the PD, but we think everything's still in a good config, so you can just leave everything as is.
Okay, I'm going to take a half second and tuck away that cord that I got caught up on, but I'll be careful not to move the actual device while I'm doing that.
Perfect.
Houston, Chris, or Huntsville, Chris, on 2 for MLC field strip.
Chris, go ahead.
Hey, first of all, super appreciate the flexibility for being able to do this late. That really made my day work out, so thank you for that. I'm just going to get into it, and I just wanted to double-check the big picture that I'm just doing a field strip, taking both the hard drives and the SSD out, trashing the SSD and putting the hard drives back in. Is that the right big picture?
Chris, flexibility is our middle name. I think that works. And yes, you got the big picture. That's correct.
Thank you, POIC Flexibility Huntsville. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you see my dilemma there.
Huntsville, Sophie, I'm 2 for a question about Megagen.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Am I go to fill the mini inlet water bags? And if yes, just wanted to check my understanding. I understand that I should fill 2 bags with each 2.25 liters.
And Sophie, that is a good understanding of the water bags, but we would prefer to wait until that activity. Not all of our folks are here yet, and we kind of want to run through it all as one big activity today.
So just prepare everything and put it close to the PWD so that I'm ready right after my conference.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for the MSG laptop.
With you on 2, Chris. Go ahead.
I'm ready for you guys in step 10 to get the laptop powered on your go.
Chris, you are go in step 10.
Happy go in step 10. Thank you very much. Huntsville, Chris with you on 2. Unfortunately, that looked like no joy. The laptop looks like it's doing what it was doing before, where it kind of is just in a reboot cycle of it. The backlight of the keyboard turns on. It's on for a few seconds, and then it just powers off again, and then infinitely repeats that cycle.
Now No Joy is our middle name. Copy, checking to see if we have any forward steps.
Copy that. And that is definitely not your guy's middle name. But yeah, let me know if you have forward steps for this.
And Chris Huntsville back with you on 2. No forward steps for the MLC for now. If you could power it off the OFS and close the lid, please. And we will keep working on it and let you guys know if we need
to. Copy that. Copy that. I will power it off and close the lid. And I think I'll have to power off the upstream power because it doesn't want to stay off once it gets in this configuration. And then, yeah, it does do the light in the caps lock does a single blink on when it's in this power rebooting cycle, just in case that helps diagnose it.
Copy all. We will take every data point you can give us. We appreciate it, and thanks for your help. Turning off the upstream power is fine with us.
Copy all. Thank you. And do you still want me to trash this SSD?
Affirm, Chris. You can trash that SSD.
Copy. SSD is headed to the trash. Thank you very much.
Huntsville from Sophie2, I am ready for the activity with you.
And Sophie, we are ready also. We're going to move over to Space Ground 4 for these activities, but you are go to fill those water bags, and then we'll be ready when you are for LSG.
Copy, go for the water bags.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Cold Atom Lab. Tracking through some mighty calm, but that heat exchanger looked like it was seated correctly. And then you guys can skip step 3.11 to engage the slide latches. You can go to 3.12 and just engage the lever locks.
Okay, so we're going to do the lever locks only. We will not do the slide latches that we had problems with.
Okay, firm, for now, we may have you go back and latch them, but we're checking on that.
Copy. And we are doing the lever locks. There's a significant amount of force required, more than the other ones. And again, it's on the same side that we had a problem with the other mechanism, where it's a really lot of force and we can't even get it all the way to perpendicular. Whereas the side on Jack's side right now, that one does engage all the way up.
Jessica, we copy the lever locks. Can you quantify how far you can get it before it stops, or if you can get it to move at all?
One of them is about, one on my side is about 20, 30 degrees off of perpendicular, and the other one is all the way in position. Yeah, so basically it's moved approximately 3/4 of the way to where it should be on the lock position.
Okay, we copy, checking. Station Huntsville, Station Ground 2 for Jessica.
Go ahead.
Hey, we think if you disengage that lever lock, rotate it 180 degrees, and then try to re-engage it, it could help.
We can try that. Also had a question about the Braco application to the fasteners. They are captive fasteners, so I'm assuming it means to, push the head down and try to lubricate the threads. Is that correct?
Jessica, that's correct.
Okay, copy. Now that the heat exchanger is in the slot, there is no way, the lever itself is only in one orientation. You can't spin it 180. There's only one way to embed it. We don't think that it should be a problem because there's no actual connectors or anything in the back, right? It seems like the things are just to keep them in place, and then all the connections are made from the front. So I guess I would recommend putting at least the good side of the pin in, and then we would know that it was at least in the right position, because it seems like those levers are just tension, but the actual lock rod is the one that puts it into the right spot.
And Jessica, we copy. Thanks for that information about that we can't twist the lever. We think you have the right idea. We're checking to make sure everything's in a good config, though. Station Huntsville, Station Round 2 for Jessica and Cal.
Ahead.
Hey, we think that we are good to leave the lever locks, that one fully engaged and that one mostly engaged for now. You're correct, it's just holding them into the rack. And we're not fully buttoning this up today, so if we need to come back and fix this after we reassess, we might do that. And then for you guys. You only have a few minutes left in this procedure, but Jessica, we know we're coming up on your A-RED, so if you'd like to break off and go ahead and exercise, you're welcome to do that. We trust that Jack has finished this alone. But no, you've been working this for a while if you want to see it through.
Okay, yeah, no worries. I will probably just stick it out and make up some time on the other side, so I'll help him at least get started, because it'll be nice to complete it.
Copy that. Thank you.
Also, we just did find another washer. I'm not sure if it came from the new science module, but we think probably because it was folding right above it. We can hold it. You would have it now. We'll hold it up to the camera. So a little bit different than the, you kind of, okay, there's a bolt and a washer, and they're, I have them all, and they're different size than the previous ones. Actually, it does seem to match the ones that we found earlier, the bolts and the washer. So I wonder if one got liberated while I was doing the lubricating. So we'll look and see if there's another one missing.
It's in the station, Sophie and Super Storage.
We're with you on two.
Just as a heads up, I missed a crew note in my EHF activity, which was supposed to return an item into a 0.5 CTV that was supposed to be in note 2. I found it in note 3, and I left the information in the crew notes so that you can update files.
Hey, thanks, Sophie. We copy. We'll make that update.
Thanks very much, Huff, and just as a
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and Water Ops.
Okay, so you're on 2.
Hey, Sophie, your last call got cut off. It looked like you were just saying thank you. Wanted to make sure we didn't miss anything, though. Additionally, we are a couple minutes out from taking down PWD and XPWD, and wanted to give you a heads up that this is the last call for Water Ops, and we need to know from you when you're ready for us to take it down.
Okay, yeah, I'll coordinate with crew, and we'll let you know. And yeah, previous message was just thank you, and the RFID scanner was the saver for finding this 0.5 CTV.
Oh, that's great news. Thank you.
I'm still Sophie and two for a question. Yes, I was wondering when would be the next activity. I have another 10-minute activity to do, and so should I start it now or come towards IVGEN now? Okay, so I am ready. Houston from Sophie and 2. Crew is ready for, give us one more minute and we'll be ready.
Houston copies. We will wait.
There was a weird passenger playing a trick on me.
We got it all on camera. Houston copies.
Wait, one more minute, because there's one more.
All right, one more minute. But you can take as much time as you need.
I think we'll get there at some point. Houston, the crew on station is ready for you to take over PWD and XPWD water up stuff.
Going once, going twice. All right, we copy. Thank you.
Houston Station, Sophie and 2 for A-RED.
Go ahead on 2.
The cylinder flywheel evac was complete and all nominal.
Wonderful. Great report. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Stowage at your convenience.
Chris is with you.
Hey, Chris. Now that I've got you, I've actually got three things for you. The first is in Stowtrack for your cargo ops. Just wanted to say that steps 83 through 85 are no perform in our current config.
Okay, copy. Do not perform 83 to 85.
The second, we got a question. You talked about the captive fastener that was loose on the diffuser cover earlier. How did the repair of that go?
It is repaired. It is not a super effective fastener because the, the diffuser, the hole that it sits in, the hole is actually worn down, so you could actually, if you pull really hard on it, the fastener just entirely comes through the hole. I put some gray tape on it to kind of protect it a little bit, and I'm planning that when we reinstall it, we'll just install that on the side of the diffuser that has the non-working other side of the fasteners. But there's no FOD or loose pieces, at least, around.
copy all. Thank you for the status. Final question. We're looking for an answer on the daily summary question, whether you have a preferred location for us to tackle with 90 minutes of stowage ops tomorrow.
That is a great question. We haven't talked about it. I'll ask quickly if anybody has a preference.
We appreciate it. Thanks.
Houston, Chris on two with some stowage ideas.
We are ready for your ideas.
All right, I took a quick poll of Jack and Sophie, and a couple ideas that we had were the airlock forward one stowage area that has been a bit overfull and hard to deal with, so trying to figure out where we can offload some of that stuff. A second request would be to finish, see if we can get like crew suitcases and like crew preference items that might still be in Cygnus. And an additional idea would be that PMM seems to be getting a little bit full of cash at the top. And an additional idea would be that PMM seems to be getting a little bit full of trash, and if it's possible to start getting some stuff, some of the like trash out of PMM and into the bottom of Cygnus, that might be a good use of time as well.
All right, Chris, thank you so much for the ideas. We will take a look at those and get them on your timeline.
All right, thanks very much.
Houston Station on 2 for timeline.
Go ahead on 2.
If my doctor okay with it, I am fine to skip my PMC for today. I don't have anything specific to discuss, so if they are good with it, it would help us get back on the timeline to make up for that extra time on Coldonamide.
Checking. And Jessica, you are welcome to start ARED. We'll get an answer back in about 2 minutes.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica and Timeline.
Houston Station on 2 for Andre and Water Transfer.
We're with you on 2, Andre.
Hi, guys. I'm ready for Water Transfer, and I have a UDLA number 1518.
All right, Andre, that is a good serial number. In step 3.2, the estimated offload time is 26 minutes, 26 minutes, and you are go in step 3.3.
Thanks, step 3.3.
Hold on, 2 for timeline, huh?
Hey, Jessica, we like your recommendation and appreciate your flexibility today. You are go to abort your PMC.
Go to abort the PMC. Sorry, Doc. Oh, don't worry, I'll send them a message as well. Thank you, Doc.
You got it.
Houston, Chris on 2 for Yedeva inspection.
I'm doing my Yedeva inspection, and you guys are welcome on board if you'd like to watch it live on the Node 3 camera.
We copy. We'll join you on the Node 3 camera. Thanks for the offer. Houston on 2 for Chris. Thanks for the views. We think this Yedeva looks good. Good color, no particulates from what we see.
And Houston, that was a great report. I was about to give you the same.
I got to practice my astronaut skills once in a while.
Wholeheartedly approve. Thank you. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and Ivy Jen. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and Ivy Jen.
Houston Station, Chris on 2 for Yedeva inspection question.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, I was just wondering, do you happen to know when we are going to be next using this Yedeva? The StowNote has me put it back in the port end cone. I currently got it temp code installed just because I'm here, and figure if we're going to use it in the next couple days, keeping it installed is pretty convenient, and so I would just leave it there if we think we're going to use it soon.
And Chris, we're happy with your plan to keep it installed. We're going to be using it on Friday. No, in the stall, not installed.
It is installed but not connected to anything in the stall, and I think that makes sense. That the Note 3 end cone is totally fine. It's a little bit crowded there, but you just have to work around ARED folks and stall. It's getting full, but it's a great temp stow for this type of stuff.
If you're happy, we're happy.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks, man.
Station on 2 for water transfer.
Hey, Andre, the Yede Vasil is complete, so you are go in step 6.1.
Step 6.1, thanks.
Houston, Chris on 2 for Stotrak.
We're with you on 2, Chris.
Hey, so this morning we reported that Stotrak wasn't working on our iPads from Safari, and in all instances didn't seem to be accepting crew comments. I just wanted to check. I'm just about to jump into my Cygnus cargo app, so I wanted to double-check if there's anything else I should particularly try. It looks like I can get it to work in Chrome on my iPad, but not Safari, but I still can't leave comments.
Checking. I'm back with you on 2, Chris. Unfortunately, we have not come up with a fix to the issue yet, but we are aware and still working it.
Okay, yeah, no worries at all. I will probably just add stuff to a really long crew note if I have any comments for my stowage that I'm doing right now.
Houston copies, thank you. And Chris, with you on 2, if you make any crew notes, please reference the step number for us. That would really help.
Absolutely, yeah. I'll probably just do, you know, step number and then colon and then a note for you. And I will probably, I know I can sometimes make it a little bit tricky, but I'll probably be saving as I go just so I don't lose anything. So hopefully I can just chuck it at the end and ignore all the intermediate saves.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
This is still station on 2 for the transfer.
We're with you on 2, Andre.
Houston, transfer house disconnected from PWD and system bypass rails back to requisition station.
Houston copies, that's a good config, thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew and potable water.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for any available crew and water ops.
With you for water.
You may have some. You are go for water ops.
Fantastic. I really appreciate it. In fact, you might even say I H2O you one.
You're killing us.
Houston, Chris on 2 for Stotrak 86.02.
We're with you on 2.
I get an Apple Watch or something?
Check.
I'm just trying to figure out what it's for, yeah.
Checking, Chris.
Houston, Chris, on 2. There's no need for a quick answer on this. I'll just kind of stow it in my CQ. But, yeah, you could drop me a note about it at some point. That would be super helpful, just an email or whatever.
All right, Chris. Well, surprise, you get an Apple Watch, and we will give you more words about it when we have them.
Houston, Chris, on Stotrak 88.03 and 88.04.
We're with you, Chris.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask about, so these AREB foot plates are pretty big and rigid, and unfortunately the golf location, like the pizza box at that on that particular rack, there's a bunch of like hoses and cables right in front of it, so it's going to be actually pretty difficult to get those items into that location. And I just wanted to see if there were any potential alternate locations for those that might work. I mean, I'm sure we can find a way to get them in there, but it's going to be pretty hard.
All right, Chris, we copy. You're going to have trouble getting stuff into that area, so we are looking into another plan for you. Give us a couple minutes.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Chris and Stotrak at your convenience.
This is with you on 2.
Hey, Chris, we think we got a fix for you for the Stotrak issue you were facing earlier. Would you mind giving it a shot, see if you can open Stotrak and see if the crew notes are working for you? Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Sophie and Timeline.
Okay, it's with you on 2.
Hey, Sophie, we wanted to let you know that we do not have any DPC topics for you specifically this evening, and so if you would like to use that time to work on your next purple activity, you are go to skip DPC.
Wow, thank you. I'll probably be busy with this activity. Thank you.
Perfect, thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2 for Stotrak 87.
We are with you on 2, Chris.
Yeah, I am unable to do step 87. Node 3, aft 5, Charlie 2 is in 100% full.
We copy another full location. Looking for an alternate for you.
Houston, Chris on 2. If it makes sense, Node 3, aft 5, Charlie 1, where I also put some hygiene cover stuff, I think I could probably cram these two items into that location if that's helpful.
Checking. And Chris, we will take you up on that offer, putting the hygiene covers into Charlie 1 if there's room. Thank you.
Copy that. So the items from line 87 will go into the same place as those from 88.05.
Copy. That's a good read.
And to also offer while I'm here at F5 Charlie 2, do you want an inventory of what's in there?
Absolutely, Chris. Since we weren't expecting it to be full, we would love an inventory, please.
I figured you might not be expecting that, so I'll tell you. There is number mask. That is serial number 1009, emergency mask stowage bag version 2. And there's also a 1.05631.
We copy. Thank you.
I'm still fishing on 2-4 Cal Stowage.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Any question for you? We're just putting some of these last things away from today's activity, and the foam cushion for the heat exchanger one, the one that was removed, it says to put it in 0.0 CTP feature return hardware 5134. There's a little bit of room in that CTP, but not enough for the heat exchanger, so we'll need a different location for that one.
And Jessica, we can actually start a new CTB for this, a new 4.0 CTB, if you don't mind, and I can give you the labeling information, and then you can stow it in that same location, the TMM overhead one.
Okay, I'm ready for the labeling info.
Okay, we want to call that payload staging number 2, and then if you would just let us know what serial number you grab, we'd appreciate it.
Should that be another 4.0 or what size?
Yes, 4.0.
Okay, I'll do it. Thank you.
Thank you. And we can take a crew note for that serial number 2 if you don't want to call back.
Okay, I'll put in the crew note. Thanks.